Josh Adams will join us now. Nearly got the money yesterday in the Ramorny on the Monstar. Morning, Josh. How are you, mate?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad, by gee. The Monstar, he just wanted to get off the track yesterday.
Yeah, he didn't give me much peace. Sort of from the time I jumped, he wanted to lug out and essentially cost himself the race.
Has he done that much before?
He has a tendency to do a few things. He's got a few little tricks up his sleeve. Just happened to be that was the one he picked for the day. I thought it was a good run, considering they ran track record time and I went around the middle of the track.
Yeah, and you only got beaten a lip.
Yeah, I still thought I nearly won.
Yeah, frustrating, isn't it? When you're so near but yet so far, and you know, if you just done what you wanted him to do, you probably would have got the money.
Yeah, exactly. He only had to just steer for 100 metres and he probably wins.
Yeah, well, you finished up your one for Brett on Avro's son, so you got a winner for the day.
I did. He won very well. He's on the quick backup from winning at Gunnedah last Friday and up to 2,200, and he was even stronger.
Now, Josh, things have been going terrific since you've come back to the saddle. All going well, the weight, everything good?
Yeah, weight's great. Riding 54 today, 54 tomorrow. So, yeah, the weight's come down really nicely. Just working hard and chipping away at it.
Now, you've got a ride on Art's Got a Gun today, going around in the third over the 1,000. And this horse has got a bit of form over this distance. He goes all right?
Yeah, he does. Obviously, it'll be a tough race being grass and carnival. You know, everyone's there to win it, but I think he'll give a good sight.
Okay, we go to the next. You've got Poet's Edition you're riding here in the fourth today. This horse has had two runs back from a spill and a good run last start.
Yeah, it was a very good run last start. It was very encouraging going into today. Just need a little bit of luck in running, I think. And, you know, just a few things go my way, and then I think it'll put in a very good run.
All right. You got the toppy, Epic Dan, in race six. This horse had a let up, had a trial and came back. First up, got the money at Dubbo.
Yeah, it's a step up in grade from Dubbo to Grafton Carnival sort of form. He's got to take that next step, but his first up win was encouraging, and hopefully he races well fresh again.
All right, now in the Grafton Cup, you got a nice ride here. Get on the Grange. This horse just seems to have found a leg in his last half dozen runs.
He has. He's racing in very consistent form in quite hard races in Sydney, and hasn't always had the best luck in those runs either. And sort of he's overcome a bit of adversity to run well. Then he went to Brisbane last start and got the money, and I thought he raced exceptionally well, although he was probably given a very good ride, which probably helped him obviously look as good as he did. But yeah, he's probably my best chance of the day, I think.
All right, now Michael Beattie joining us in just a moment. Get on the Grange. I'm trying to figure out why he's improved. He was going around Brisbane and he was a good handy horse, but all of a sudden he went to Sydney. He's gone to another level, hasn't he?
Yeah, definitely. He's definitely racing better than what he has in previous preparations, and I think Allens has got the key to him.
Funny how those old horses, sometimes you work them out and away they go.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, you're on Crooked Blaze in the last, drawn out. It is first up, but it's got first up form.
He does have first up form. Obviously, the barrier's the main concern for mine. He's down in the weights, which will help him, but obviously we're going to have to scoot across pretty quick from the gate to sort of overcome that. If he's able to do that and get across easily enough, I think he'll give a good sight. But again, it's a very hard race, obviously.
Actually, just looking back to get on the Grange in the Cup, he's drawn in four, which is a nice draw for you because he likes to lob in that first half dozen, usually, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think from that alley, I sort of planned to ride him very similar to how he was ridden on Saturday, where he just sort of lobbed 1-1. Obviously, it's the best place to be in the race, and if I can just lob just behind the speed and be not spotting them too far, I think he's got a good turn of foot when he's not too far away from them.
It's a good field, the Cup. There's a few chances, aren't there?
Yeah, definitely. There's probably five or six real live chances in the race, and wouldn't be surprised if any one of them won.
But, now, Josh,
definitely one of them.
What's your pick today of your rides? You got some nice rides, eh?
Get on the Grange, I think.
All right. Yep. Well, we wish you good luck, mate. It's been terrific, Evan. It's probably gone better than what you expected, I would imagine.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, definitely. You know, I've ridden 25 winners since I've been back, and just very happy with how things are going. But, yeah, I'm just working hard and enjoying going to the races, and it's the main thing for mine.
The other thing is you're travelling. You'll go to get the rides too.
That's right.
Well, we wish you all the best. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Josh. Josh Adams joining us there.